Moncrief on News Talk.
It's estimated that the fox population of Ireland is between 150 and 200,000. But what's not clear is how many of them live in urban areas. Researchers at the University of Galway are engaged in an ongoing urban fox survey. Jodie O'Regan is project officer. Afternoon, Jodie.
Hiya, how you doing?
Not too bad. So you're just asking members of the public to report in if they see one.
Yeah, so I'm working with Biodiversity Ireland, so I'm conducting a citizen science survey for members of the public to report their fox sightings, specifically in the cities.
Yeah. How will you know it's not the same one?
I guess their dispersal rates, and like foxes in urban areas, they don't travel as much as the rural ones would because they have more access to different food sources. So that, and people send me photos of the foxes they see as well, so they can very clearly be different ones since they're not traveling in big groups.
Right. Okay. Do foxes live by themselves?
For the most part, yeah, they're solitary, but around the breeding season, they're mostly monogamous, so they can travel in pairs for a couple of months during mating between January and February, and then March and April when the cubs are being born, the males will help out there. So you may find them in groups of 2 to 5, maybe even more in that time. But outside of that time, they're mostly known to travel by themselves. But there's not a strict rule to that. They can be found in groups as well.
Mm. And even in urban areas, would that be the case?
Yeah, actually. And people are saying that they're seeing foxes traveling. They seem to be found in bigger groups in urban areas compared to rural areas, I guess, because they're less of a competition to each other because there's more food sources in urban areas.
And so where, like, because I know where I live, there's a fox that I've been seeing, I'd say, for 2 or 3 years. I've never seen it during the day, but it just kind of run up and down the road or the street outside my house quite a lot. And you might think it was a dog if you just glimpsed at it, or a cat or something. They don't seem to be particularly fearful of humans.
Yeah, when they're seen, they are usually, like you said, just kind of running across the road. They're particularly like unbothered by us because they're not super concerned about us, especially in urban areas. We're not much of a threat. In the countryside, they may be hunted if they're on like farmers' land, but in urban areas, that's less of a case. So they're kind of just traveling from area to area to get to different sources of food. And because they're used to people not really interrupting that process, they don't really pay mind to us.
Yeah. And mostly, Jodie, what are the sources of that food? Are they raiding people's bins, for instance?
They could be. They're opportunistic omnivores, so they can eat pretty much anything. So they'll be eating like insects, small mammals, like they'll hunt the mice and rats that are in the cities, or pigeons. But they'll also eat discarded human food, and they'll eat from bins. But yeah, fruit and veg, meat, anything is kind of on the table for them. Mm, they're not very fussy.
And like, do they live in one place, or are they, generally speaking, the ones in urban areas, are they itinerant? Are they just moving in search of the next meal?
We're not completely sure yet, but typically they have a home range that they don't travel too far from. They have like their own territories. So when cubs are starting to find their own territory, it doesn't tend to overlap with other foxes, but it seems that their range is smaller in urban areas. Now, I don't know exactly how much smaller, because that's something that we'd be researching right now. But they're not having to travel as far, because in urban areas, the resources are more dense. So it's easier to find food in a shorter time. So because of that, their ranges are smaller and they may be found closer together.
Yeah. And if people, like, is it a bad idea? Because I know of people who've, you know, there was one in our back garden, so they're leaving food out for them. Does that mean that fox is going to stay in your back garden permanently?
Yeah, I mean, feeding foxes will definitely lure them in, because they'll then consider your property a guaranteed source of food. So some people love feeding their local foxes. Others, like neighbors, may have a problem with it. They don't like when foxes are in the garden and there's not much they can do about it when their neighbor is feeding them every night. But there's no harm in feeding them. Like, it just gives them food, but they're not going to like destroy your property or anything. So it's kind of up to yourselves if you want foxes in your property or not.
Yeah, would they be a danger to domestic pets?
No, it's a common misconception. People think that foxes could be a danger. They're really not. They avoid conflict with other animals a lot. I actually get emails quite frequently from people saying that they've observed their cats coexisting with foxes in their gardens. I've never once heard of a fox attacking a cat or a dog. It's not really in their nature. They're non-confrontational. They avoid a fight whenever they can. Whenever there is a disagreement on territory, it's usually, from what I've heard, it's the cat chasing the fox out.
Right.
So
okay.
Both animals are usually unharmed by the end of that. So foxes, they keep to themselves. They're not a risk to the cats or dogs because they're not getting into fights with them.
But say rabbits or even if you have chickens in the back garden.
Yes, that's rabbits dinner. And poultry. Yeah, that would be dinner to them. So it is the responsibility of the pet owner to have a fox-proof enclosure for them. And I know it's kind of easier said than done. It requires a lot of materials because they can get into a lot of different things, but they are predatory animals and they need to eat. So if they're kind of lured in by the smell of your rabbit or chicken, you just have to do your best to keep them out with the appropriate fencing.
I was wondering, do they carry any diseases? Certainly the one I see around where I live is kind of a bit mangy looking.
Yeah, mange is really common in foxes. They can carry a lot of different diseases. So absolutely never touch a fox. You don't know what they could carry. But mange is caused by mites and is actually very treatable. So people can put anti-parasite treatment in food that they're feeding the foxes, and it's pretty much a one-time treatment. So you can actually cure your local foxes of mange in an indirect way. You don't have to touch them. But they could also carry things like dog roundworm. So they could spread disease to dogs as well, and then by extension, possibly people. So as long as you're keeping your distance, they're not harmful. But yes, there is the risk of disease, as there would be with any wildlife.
Someone says wants to know, did COVID have an effect on the foxes? Because I live in Dublin 8. I never saw a single fox until the pandemic. Now there are always a few roaming around our neighbourhood at night. As far as you know, did the pandemic have an effect?
That's actually a really good question. And while we don't have the studies to show it yet, I would guess and say that yes, it did. Give foxes a chance to come into human territory a lot more, because it's definitely a lot more recent where we're seeing foxes like everywhere, especially in Dublin. Like I have, since the launch of my survey, I have thousands of fox records across Ireland, but majority of them are in Dublin, and they seem to be bolder and more comfortable in the city centre in Dublin. But COVID probably did impact that, because you know, less human activity means there's more room for foxes to kind of come in and get comfortable. And then when people started returning to the streets, I guess they kind of realized that we're not that much of a threat, and they kind of stuck where they were.
Yeah.
But yeah, COVID probably did play a huge part in that.
Yeah, actually, one of our listeners has texted in wondering why there are so many foxes in South Dublin. Once you cross the canal at night, they're everywhere, but you can only, but you rarely see them in the city centre. They say, somebody else says, my little cat used to chase the fox around the back garden in South Dublin, and then they would change direction and the fox would chase the cat. I'm convinced they were playing and that my cat knew the fox as it grew up, which is why she wasn't afraid of an animal three or four times the size of her. Somebody else says you should come to Drogheda. Apparently it's full of them, and that there is a mother. She has cubs every year. Runs them away about this time. So you're very confused. Animals around for a few weeks till it realises it's not wanted, as the mum is most probably pregnant again. But it's all over the town. So if people want to report to you on sightings, where should they go, Jodie?
So the survey is on biodiversityireland.ie. On that website, you will be able to find a list of surveys. And my survey is called the Urban Fox Survey, and I'm looking for sightings of foxes all over Ireland. But alternatively, you can find it through the link in the bio on the Instagram and Facebook pages, and they're both called Urban Fox Survey. And as well as that, you can also email me at urbanfoxsurvey@gmail.com, just if you find the survey page a little bit confusing. I try to make it as accessible as possible, and I'm targeting the seven largest urban areas in Ireland, which is Dublin, Cork, Galway, Limerick, Belfast, Derry and Waterford. So if you are from these cities, please, please consider filling out the survey if you see any foxes. If you know any wildlife enthusiasts, share the survey with them because it makes all the difference.
Okay, Jodie, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Jodie O'Regan there, Project Officer for the Urban Fox Survey at the University of Galway. At least one listener claims they have been attacked by a fox. I was attacked by a fox on the way home from the chipper. He snatched a bag carrying my spice bag right out of my hand. I was too drunk at the time to give chase. I always carry my spice bag inside my coat now. That's a very wise precaution to take.
Movies and Booze on Moncrief.
With Marks and Spencer.
On News Talk.